our expectation was for the special session to convene and ensure that there is an investigative mechanism to be established for Sudan. Such an investigative mechanism will have ensured there is proper monitoring, documenting, and reporting of serious human rights violations being committed in Sudan at the moment by the parties to the conflict. Such a mechanism will also have established a process where evidence of human rights violations is recorded and preserved. But unfortunately, we are not able to get that from the Human Rights Council today. But they passed a resolution that called for enhancing or supporting the already existing mechanisms of the Human Rights Council, including the designated expert on the situation of Sudan, UNITAMS and others. But it was unfortunately underwhelming given our expectations.
The last time I spoke with you was a month ago, and I think Amnesty was calling for a human rights investigation. What would you have loved immediately for the Human Rights Council to come up with?
Yes, Amnesty International, a month ago, and actually a few weeks ago, we were calling for a special session of the Human Rights Council to convene, which we really welcomed. We welcome all the states that ensured that session was convened today. But we were not only calling for the convening of the session, we were also calling for the members of the Human Rights Council to establish an investigative mechanism that is going to complement the work of the already existing mechanisms on Sudan, including that of the designated expert. But unfortunately, we were not able to get that mechanism because many states were unwilling to support such a mechanism. But although the resolution was passed, narrowly passed, to be honest, which is very discouraging for the Sudanese people. But we welcome this initial step, and we hope going forward, the Human Rights Council in its subsequent sessions will consider to establish an investigative mechanism to ensure international human rights, humanitarian law violations committed by the parties to the ongoing conflict is properly documented, evidence is preserved, and such a mechanism will be able to come up with recommendations for accountability and justice and reparations for victims of the violations committed in Sudan.
What sort of human rights abuses does Amnesty International think are being violated in the Sudan conflict?
Thank you. At Amnesty International, we continue to document and receive testimonies from people in Sudan, including attacks on civilians. Most of the people we interviewed told us their relatives were attacked, were killed by either stray bullets or through air strikes. A number of people told us their houses have been destroyed. So we are seeing a situation where civilian objects are being targeted, civilians are getting killed. We are also documenting massive displacement of people from Sudan. Most of them are becoming internally displaced. And many, many others are trying to leave the country and are becoming refugees in neighboring countries. The most horrific thing we are hearing is that so many people are trapped inside their houses and are unable to get food, water, and other basic necessities. Also, the sick are unable to go to hospitals because some hospitals have been attacked and healthcare workers have been threatened and some of them have been attacked. So there is a health crisis on top of the ongoing conflict in the country, which really makes the situation very bad. These violations are not only taking place in Khartoum, but they are also taking place in the peripheries in other parts of the country, including in Darfur.
Abdullahi, thank you so much. A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, James. Thank you so much.